you want to be part of the program, you can do that. Really two simple avenues. One, you can send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us, you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number, 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation...
And who doesn't?
Right. And Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order is now at proclamationgoods.com.
Well, we are in the beginnings of calendar summer, and you may be thinking, well, we got to get the stuff growing in our garden now. Why would we be worrying about fall? Well, as gardeners, we worry about 2 years fall planting from now, but we want to utilize the best amount of real estate as we can for what we can grow. As we see food prices continue to go higher and other suspicious activities in the food world, we need to try to grow as much as we can, Holly.
Absolutely. And so that includes fall planting. Many people, especially I know like in zones 5 and down.
4, 3, 2. Yeah.
They might think gardening is just from Memorial Day through Labor Day.
Some years it is.
Some years it is. And a lot of times I know even just like in southeastern Wisconsin, a lot of
where people, the show, that's where the show originates. So why we're picking that, that's the reason why.
A lot of people will think like,
we see people ripping their garden out come Labor Day.
Right.
There's still 45 days plus there.
This is a very common thing here in southeastern Wisconsin. So with that being said, you have a whole season of fall that you can plant.
And it's kind of, you got to kind of take the same mindset. Things in which you planted early in the year, those cool weather crops, can be duplicated in the fall. The advantage, well, there's advantage and there's a strike against you. The advantage is the days are getting shorter and getting cooler. The disadvantage is at any given moment, at a certain time period, there can come a hard freeze and a snow and kind of really devastate anything that is growing that has the capabilities of withstanding cooler, chillier weather, but not hardcore winter freeze. The problem in the spring is we plant it as soon as we can get in the ground, and that might be 3 days before the heat wave hits, and then spring's over, and that stuff just bakes and it doesn't do any good. So it's all based on kind of, what would you say, Holly, your last or your first average frost date. You kind of calculate around that time frame and work backwards.
Exactly. So you want to go to your favorite search engine and put in our first average frost date, put in your zip code, and it's going to tell you ours is, I think, October 15th.
Something, right? Yeah, 15th, 20th. Now, that doesn't mean we've picked tomatoes the week before Thanksgiving.
Right. This is like an estimate, guesstimate, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, guesstimate. Yeah. Roll a dice and pick a day.
So it's not like set in stone, but right. This is a good guess, especially if you are trying to plant fall crops. This is going to help you plan for that. So you want to figure out your first average frost date and then back it off from there. So something like beets that take 50 to 65 days to go from seed to harvest, if you were going by that time frame, then you are going to probably put those in the ground August 1st.
Right. Lettuce, spinach, you're looking 45 to 65 days. Leaf lettuce, you're looking in that realm of 45 to 65 days. So you kind of calculate. Now, in most parts of the country, come August 15th, in that range, it's still quite warm. But what we're trying to do here is get the seeds to germinate, which we need warm soil. And then as those days progress, those days in most times become chillier, or the downward slope is getting colder rather than warmer. Now, we always have those spikes in days.
And something to keep in mind is that if you have something coming out of the garden right now, end of June, early July, you can then replace it, especially if it's something that takes possibly even 75 days. you can replace it in just about a month.
Right. So we're looking at broccoli and cauliflower. You're looking at 60 to 75 days, give or take, if you can grow it. We've never been able to grow it, so we don't try. Collards, 55 to 60 days. Cilantro. Problem that a lot of people have with cilantro is it bolts very easily. Now, if you go on to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, in the upper right corner, and in the search bar, and put growing cilantro year-round, we've got a really neat instructional video of how you can grow it in your windowsill year-round in party cups. Works really well, phenomenal, and you can get as much as you want, grow as much as you want all year round. Garlic, you can plant garlic early fall. We always plant it the second Saturday in October, and we're not harvesting it until late June, early July. So there's a lot of real estate.
Right, and that's something that when you're harvesting your garlic in July, you can, again, backfill it with one of these fall crops.
Right. Now, disclaimer, we've done that. We've put a fall crop in behind the garlic that's come out. We've also put tomatoes that we've saved. We've also put potatoes that we've saved. And then we've got a late fall crop of potatoes, too. Now, potatoes, based on what you're growing, will take anywhere from 90 to 135 days. So you kind of got to juggle that a little bit, at the very least 10 weeks to get baby potatoes. So that's another option when it comes to those type
of things.
They're
called new potatoes.
Right.
Yeah. So this is what you want to do is you want to, you know, I easily found a chart. I just put cool weather crops germination time and it pulled up a chart for me. And that's simply what you can do. You can also consider things like doing a cold frame. And that is a little bit of a different time frame that you want to establish the plants before. You don't want to try to plant the seeds in October. You want to get them a little bit more established, and then you can have a year-round or a winter harvest.
A very long extended, prolonged extended time. So, I mean, yeah, that low tunnel or that greenhouse or that high tunnel, whatever you want to call it, or whatever option you go with, can greatly extend the harvest, not only of your cool weather crops, but if you do it right, you can get some warm weather crops and kind of build it over top of them and really extend that out longer than what most people would even imagine.
Absolutely. So you have that option as well. And even in the spring, you can do that too. So if you are – maybe you have a space situation where you only have so much space. Maybe it's a time thing where you only want to grow like literally seasonally.
Right.
That's another thing.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with that at all. A lot of our ancestors did this where they ate seasonally and they grew seasonally. And then they had things like winter squash and they canned and they – planted in ways so that they could extend their seasons as best as possible.
And depending on how much of a conspiracy theorist you may be or how many of your conspiracy theories have actually come true over the last 18, 24, 36 months, we might be somewhat reverting back to that in some degree with a lot of stuff that's going on.
Right. And there's
and we're not, you know, an InfoWars conspiracy theory group. We're just, you know, this is something that we all need to be aware of.
Right. And that's the thing is, even if you, aside from food plants and things like that, having fires, even if you go to the grocery store, you notice that the prices on groceries are going up.
Right.
And so that, and a lot of it has to do with things like fuel costs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So something to keep in mind is that you want to think about maybe what you're growing, how you're going to store it. And use it and utilize it.
Or where your meat's coming from. And Walton's Incorporated can do that for you. Whether you're butchering or having it butchered or consuming it with your seasons and spices and tools, they got all that for you. Walton'sInc.com, Holly.
Yeah, our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know where you care about where your food comes from, all sorts of stuff. At Walton's, you can get the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. If you want snack sticks that people actually like, there is a website, meatjuststicks.com, an informational site to help you find the best or make the best finished product. They have their own full line of meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, and then they also have seasonings, all sorts of helpful things to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more and get free shipping.
There you go.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.